Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
So it was Kylie Minogue's birthday this week, and she celebrated by racking up 35 million euro in wine sales. Not a single, not a new tour, not an album. Yeah, the Kylie wine, 35 million euro. But she's not the only celebrity to lend her name to booze brands. Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company is with me. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
Yeah, you have a whole selection of celebrity wines, Proseccos, tequila, whiskey with you in studio today. I didn't realise there were so many.
I have to tell you, I didn't realise there were so many either. I even learned that Laura Whitmore is involved in one. I was like, yeah, wow, Irish people and everything. So,
what have we got?
We've got a few to go through. We have a rosé from Brad Pitt. And it's interesting. And I was thinking about it, you know.
I knew he had a rosé.
Well, the really high quality ones don't put their name on it. So we're going to try Brad Pitt's rosé. Not that you'd know. We have the bottles here. There's no name on it. You could have been drinking it for years and not known.
I'm dying
we
to
have
know which one
Sting's
it is.
Chianti.
Right.
You'd never know.
Didn't
Sting
know that.
He bought this chateau, or he bought this place in Tuscany in 1997. So he's doing a really, really long time. And then we have a couple of spirits and whiskies and things. We have Michael Flatley's whiskey.
That's right, when he launched last week.
No, he has his name on it. And I think it's an interesting one. I think the people who are gone really premium and high quality don't put their name on it. The people who want the high volume sales, a bit like our beloved Kylie, she's put her name straight in.
Well,
the
it's worked. I mean, it's worked for her. 35 million, Michelle.
Amazing, amazing. So she made 15 million bottles of wine.
Alone?
Yeah. So it's like over 11 million litres of alcohol. So when you think about it, if you're going to make something like Brad Pitt's, the village where Brad Pitt's wines are, that was the first village in France where everything grown was organic. Really high quality. It's gorgeous. Do you want to have a taste of
it? I will. But why are so many celebrities
there in front of you there?
Oh, it's in front of me. So this is the Brad Pitt rosé wine that I didn't even know existed.
So this is from a village in France called Querenne. And Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, now they did it very high quality. It's divine,
it's
isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely gorgeous.
I know. I love it.
Just like everything to do with Brad Pitt, that is fabulous.
There's one. There's only one picture of him, actually, if you were to Google it. You have to search really hard of him holding the wine because he nearly kind of keeps it under the radar.
Yeah.
But they bought this beautiful chateau, and it was where Pink Floyd recorded The Wall. So there's this big legacy to it. So it's more than just the wine. It's kind of like, status. Yeah, and
It's absolutely fabulous. Why are so many celebs now putting their names to brands like this?
Oh, I think it's nearly like easy money without having to like work for it in that way.
They market themselves.
They market themselves. They're just capitalising on the image they've done. In the year that George Clooney sold his tequila to Diageo, he was the highest grossing actor that year and he didn't act. Highest earning.
And didn't even act that year. I didn't even know today George Clooney, by the way, had a tequila range.
I thought it was all espresso, but there you go. Tequila as well.
And how long is that on the go?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. He sold that in 2018. So Diageo have had it for years. Ryan Reynolds has one that Diageo had bought. They kind of seem like, I nearly feel like the Sting, Francis Ford Coppola, who's been going a really long time, maybe 25 years, is one of the most famous ones. But again, you don't really find them on the market. The ones that are mass marketed are the ones that are produced in really high volume. Mm.
How involved are, like, a lot of the celebs then, like, with the exception of the few you've mentioned? But
like, a lot of it, you don't want to put your name to something that's disgusting because it goes against most people who've like Kylie has built her brand for 40 years. So, involved enough that it's palatable, I'd say, for some of them. Brad Pitt hired one of the top 10 winemakers in France to make his. I don't think he's
Was he a big rosé fan himself?
Oh, I don't know. I had a chat with him and he didn't mention that. I think it's more to do with the lifestyle and the people who've bought them. Sting bought his, Brad Pitt bought his. For those, it's a lifestyle because they can then be there in situ in the south of France in like gorgeous land.
Yeah.
But for Michael Flatley, like his whiskey, which is there, I don't know if you want to have a taste of it.
I'm not a whiskey fan, I should say. But
if I drink it, I'll probably cough down the mic. So
right,
probably
I don't drink any whiskey, so there
but
you go.
But they got Noel Sweeney. He's a master distiller. to produce that. So again, really high quality is what they're going for. And this whiskey is available in the Celtic Whiskey Store. And they have a good range of those celebrity ones. They make great gifts, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's, you know, it is, I imagine there's a lot of the marketing around the Flatley whiskey, too, is probably at the diaspora and tourists and Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I imagine it's...
I would imagine it's Germany and US of A, where you see a lot of those people who really... buy into that.
The branding alone, very clearly the Flatley name, right across the bottle. But there was a huge launch for this, you know, for the launch of the whiskey last week.
Yeah, and it's very twee, and he's really kind of in this one, a bit like Kylie, a bit like Graham Norton, he's really trying to capitalise on his name. And to be honest, I think hats off to you. It's amazing to have that entrepreneurship to go for it. So
is it a big risk launching a drink brand? As an actor, like as something that you maybe don't, I'm not saying Michael Flatley, but for others that maybe don't have any interest or involvement, they're just kind of lending their name to it.
I don't know if you remember, it must have been 15 years ago, Gordon Ramsay used to have, what was his Channel 4 half an hour show, Kitchen Nightmares? And he brought on, who's the crooner with the black hair? He must be about 70. Oh, I was only looking at him. Anyway, really, really famous English singer. Oh, God, I can't believe that.
Yeah, go on anyway.
And so he did a blind tasting of his wines for him. And he said, what do you think of these wines? And he went through them. He said, they're all disgusting. It was Portuguese wines. And he said, they're yours. And they broadcast it. So, it is risky.
There
it
is
has
a risk.
To be good.
It can't be a flop.
No, it can't
needs
be
to go
a flop.
Well.
Yeah. And like, I would say, Sting's wine is delicious if you want to have a try of it. And you can buy it in Ireland. You can buy the Miravel in Ireland.
Show me the Brad Pitt bottle.
The Brad Pitt. So this is Studio.
That's actually, I have actually seen this before.
Yeah. That's the thing you'd never know.
I never knew.
Yeah.
So it's Studio by Miravel.
And it's amazing. So if you look at the Sting one, which is called When We Dance, you can buy that in 64 wines.
It's a fabulous looking bottle. It's like Catwoman
and
in the front of it.
It's delicious. But you'd never know. And I feel like the high quality ones, they nearly don't blast their name out. And if you think about Kylie, if she's going to make 11 million litres of wine. And wine is like milk, it's perishable. So you might see Sting, their wine might be produced in like a tank or a barrel the size of this studio because it's really small production. If you're going to make 11 million litres, you need like tanks the size of Dundrum Shopping Centre.
To be able for the production of this,
huge
where
production.
Is it produced?
Kylie's got it. She has a couple of Proseccos. I know Graham Norton has a Sauvignon. Originally, Graham Norton's was a New Zealand brand who are producing it behind it. And I feel like he was nearly not the original, but the one that kind of really flagshipped it for most people because it was so accessible.
He has a Prosecco as well, hasn't he? Or Fizzante or something.
He has, yeah.
I've had it before.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't had it. I'm a bit of a purist now myself, and I feel like if it's produced in really big volumes, I'd be afraid of the hangover.
Yeah. Well, you're
the additives that go into it.
But are there many Irish brands, Irish actors beyond Michael Flatley? I know you mentioned Graham Norton.
No, the Wolf Tones. Have a whiskey.
That's right, they do.
Yeah.
Again,
the Celtic Whiskey Store have a lovely range of things. And I think the place where you'd have them is actually great gifts. It's a great story if you're going to hand over a bottle to someone.
And it is, you have a box of it there, don't you, or a bottle of it? I saw the Wolf Tones. I did see it a few minutes ago.
Oh,
anyway.
There it is. Yeah. A rascal of a thing is what it's called.
Is it? No, it's not. No, it's a different one, I think. I saw the box of it all right out there in the studio, but it is branded as the Wolf Tones whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how they sell it.
And we found when we put on, we only start selling the Miravel Rosés about 6 weeks ago, and we found that they've been so popular that nearly every order will have one bottle of it. So it's increased, like Brad Pitt's kind of legacy has increased our average spend, our average order value, because people want to try that little bit of luxury. And because it's delicious. So you know when you taste it, it's going to be good.
Yeah. It's my absolute dream, says this texter, to buy a vineyard and to start making wine. I did a tour in Bordeaux years ago and I just fell in love. What a life. Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, there's a very famous saying.
Let me know if you're doing that.
A very famous saying in the wine industry. How do you make €1 million in the wine industry? You start with 10. Because you only really make a loss, except for Kylie,
whatever
she's doing.
However she managed to do it. Another listener is wondering, I'd say you do need to have a side gig that's also going to keep you entertained. Well, you're not out on tour or recording. Maybe that's why some of the artists have...
Oh, I feel like it's nearly easy money. Like, she puts her labelling on.
Yeah.
She says that she's in 41 countries. Like, it's amazing. I really admire her. But I think probably for me, the volume probably might be an element of hangover juice when you're producing that volume.
Who bothers buying celebrity wines, asks this listener. Why pay more money just to have a celebrity's name on it? It's absolutely ridiculous. Some of them are actually, like, they're affordable comparatively to other wines that you buy just in any high street store.
Yeah, like Kylie's in and Graham Norton's, they're in the entry level section.
Yeah, they're not high priced wines.
They're not high priced. It's actually the most competitive category and it's the one that's suffered the most in sales. So people buy less of it. And in actual fact, the fastest growing category in the wine industry is premium. It's where people think, okay, a little bit of luxury, drink less, drink better, where you see Stings and Miravel. So it's funny, Kylie's one, she's in a category that's kind of shrinking, so she's kind of taking it up because people are going towards those big names.
People wondering if they sell better to the non-celeb ones, the experience, or people rush. Do we as consumers just rush out to buy the celebrity branded wine?
It definitely piques your interest, doesn't it? Yeah. It helps and they're good. Like, they have to be good because then you buy a second bottle.
Do you know what? For me, I probably would have thought that the Graham Norton and the Kylie wine and Proseccos were kind of gimmicks. I wouldn't actually have gone out and bought them. I ended up getting them, I think, as presents or somebody brought a bottle to the house. That's how I had it. But they were lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an element of gimmicky to them. But again, I think the people who don't put their name on it probably have a bit more higher quality to what's in the bottle.
Well, look, who am I to say? Kylie Minogue brought in 35 million selling wine, so I can hardly question it. Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company, I should say. Michelle, thanks a million for joining us here in studio this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.